Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. here on CalBanyan.com. And you know what? Every week, every stinking week, we publish a brand new free, fun, and informative hypnosis training video for you. For who are you? You are either someone that's in the profession or thinking about getting into the profession, just kind of checking things out. We keep both of you in mind as we create these podcasts. You know what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about limits of practice. When are you going over the line? Maybe who you should be working with, what you should be working with in this, in a very concise and condensed, fun and informative way. And it wouldn't be fun if it wasn't for Brenda Titus, my co-host for this episode. Gosh, she's been doing these for a long time with me now. She still, in my mind, is like the new person, but she's not new anymore. She's done so many podcasts. I'm going to ask her in just a moment about how many podcasts she's done. But let me tell you about Brenda. She is a professional, caring professional. She came to us from the world of doing crisis work, crisis intervention work, rape crisis work. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology. She's got an MA in criminology, and just all-around balanced professional that helps us in our training courses by helping supervise all the practices. She gives, and I'm awful glad to have her. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. I move so fast on my feet that I can tell you that today is my 53rd episode on hypnosis, etc. That's pretty exciting.
Wow, that's like a whole deck of cards plus one.
It sure is. Well, thank you so much, actually, for, you know, you, I so appreciate the fact that you brought me onto this podcast. You, as my trainer, as somebody that I work closely with here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center, I really do appreciate that. So, apparently it's my 53rd episode. That's pretty exciting. I really like that. So, but let me tell you guys all about Cal. Cal is the one who brings all, he's the producer of these episodes, of these training videos. And while I've been on 53, this is like the 434th episode. So we've, I believe, Cal's been out there just really, you know, bringing you everybody great topics for hypnosis techniques, motivation, business, marketing, because he really cares about this profession. He is one of the best, and he likes to train the best of the best to really focus on hypnosis and hypnotherapy that works so that we can really make a difference in people's lives. And Cal brings us 5-Path Hypnotherapy, 7th Path Self-Hypnosis, The Secret Language of Feelings. He brings together his grads especially, but I mean, he really tries to put out, like with these videos, information to the whole field so that people can learn and grow. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of learning and growing lately, Cal, because I'm preparing for my board certification exam this summer. And so it's kind of interesting, this question had come to me, and it kind of gave me some dilemmas and some thoughts to think about with thinking about ethics, limits of practice. And so this topic actually came from a fellow 5-Pather, Karen Hand. She is also an instructor. And she had a topic about working with that normal everyday, oh my gosh, I have to stop using the word normal. I so apologize. Ordinary everyday people with ordinary everyday problems. And she'd recently had someone come to her for, you know, kind of a typical thing. We see smoking cessation all the time, but some concerns actually came up once the client was actually there in the office. And basically what had happened, she had a 2-session smoking cessation program. So, not really digging too terribly deep, but helping somebody, you know, get off of smoking, which I really think is important. And she said that after filling out the paperwork, the man asked to use the restroom, which, you know, is pretty typical kinds of things, except then he said something about his medications. And he said all of those medications that he's taking for his bipolar disorder make him go to the bathroom a lot. And then that's when it came up. He sees a psychiatrist once a week. And Karen felt a little, had to stop and think about, well, what are the limits of my practice and what can I do? And she explained to him, she said she works with everyday people and with everyday problems like smoking cessation, but she wasn't really sure how she felt, you know, working with someone who was on a lot of medications, who had this bipolar disorder, and she stopped everything and said that she would need a referral from his psychiatrist in order to continue. And she did kind of a guided, you know, session relaxation with him and sent him on his way and asked to have the psychiatrist, you know, get in touch for a referral. So Cal, you know, we say the philosophy of National Guild of Hypnotists, we work with ordinary, everyday people on ordinary, everyday problems. However, there are a lot of people out there who are on medications. There are a lot of people who see psychologists, see psychiatrists. So Karen actually started by asking if she was being overly cautious in this situation. So I thought maybe we would start there and get your take on that.
All right, good. So, there's a difference between working on the issue that brought them in, if it's just an ordinary issue, like stop smoking, lose weight, overcoming simple fears, you know, this kinds of stuff, doing better in the sport, public speaking, motivation, stuff like that, and working and trying to do work on a mental illness. And you take someone like the client we've been discussing, who is a person who's been diagnosed and on medication for bipolar disorder. Now, these people, if they're on their medication and everything is you know, being taken care of in that manner, they are just like everybody else. It's not like a schizophrenic who has a thought disorder that can be delusional and you know, hallucinating and stuff like that, which is, you know, one of the most serious mental illnesses there is out there. But generally, if you can have an intelligent conversation with someone, then and they're in for an ordinary type issue, you can do the work. Now, having said that, you need to know the laws where you work. The last thing you want to do, is to get yourself in legal problems that cost you time, money, and effort that take away from being able to help the people you want to help. So I would have and have had no problem at all of working with someone like a bipolar disorder, all symptoms are being taken care of medication. I do not need a referral or permission from their doctor because I'm not working on the illness. I'm working on a habit. I'm changing the behavior. And hypnosis has been shown over and over and over again to be able to do that kind of work. So I would have no problem at all doing that kind of thing. Anything you want to add to that or a question for me?
Yeah, actually, that really helps to know, you know, because I know that we have to be so careful of laws and ethics and making sure that we are helping people in a healthy way, not overstepping our boundaries. And so I think that is so important to remember what the goal is, what we're working on with people. So she actually asked a follow-up question, and she said, I think you kind of answered this. She said, you know, she started by asking if she was overly cautious, which it sounds like she would have been okay to have done that first session because she wasn't sure, should I have sent him away completely? But I think remembering that, you know, especially if people are getting that treatment, getting the help that they need, you're not there to help them with their bipolar disorder. You're there to help them get off of the cigarettes and really keep your focus on those cigarettes, the smoking cessation. You're within the realm of what you're there to help them with. But she did add a second part because she did send this person away saying, you know, I need a referral. She said, let's say the psychiatrist did approve her work under the limited goal of smoking cessation. She asked about how regression work might interact with bipolar disorders and especially medications. So can you talk a little bit about that, Cal?
So now, five pathers regress for everything. And five pathers have two different systems for dealing with smoking cessation. One is a kind of a two-session model, where we're going to do direct suggestion work and we're going to do regression to first cigarette. And, you know, I certainly don't have a lot of time to go into that kind of deal, but that's a very simple thing. We take them back to first cigarette, go before it, have the adult aspect of themselves, tell them whatever they need to hear so they can go through that event without wanting to smoke that cigarette. And that can just be a very, very powerful thing. That's not regression to cause. Now, if there's some clients that need full regression work because what they're doing is they're using the cigarette as a distractor. And I discussed this in the book, The Secret Language of Feelings. I may have covered it in a previous podcast, but what happens is the person has a feeling inside them they don't like. Maybe it's an insecurity, or a fear, or an anger, or a guilt. And when that feeling comes up, they distract themselves. Some people, when they have these feelings, eat. Some people drink. Some people smoke. Some people overwork themselves. Some people exercise. You know, whatever it is. Feel bad, distract. So I'll explain the Secret Language of Feelings book. You can also get some free audios on the Secret Language of Feelings on thesecretlanguageoffeelings.com. It's huge. This information is huge. So in that case, what we're going to do is we're going to regress to cause and neutralize that feeling. Because if we don't neutralize that painful emotion from the past, if we do get them to stop smoking just through direct suggestion work alone, then they will just adopt another distractor. This is evident. We see this all the time with people who stop smoking and gain 10, 15, 20, 30 pounds. They just go to the distractor of eating to manage that emotion inside. So, I don't believe that. I think that most psychologists and medical people view bipolar disorder as a chemical imbalance. And so what we look at these this pressure to do too much eating, too much drinking, too much smoking really has to do with an emotion that hasn't been dealt with. As through age aggression and forgiveness work, we can deal with those emotions very rapidly and give them back control over habits such as nail biting, smoking, and these kinds of things. Is that what you were looking for there, Brenda?
Yeah, actually, I think that is a really great thing to be thinking about. And I think the secondary part was, I think she was just concerned about if somebody is medicated or has bipolar, if regressing, you know, doing regression type of work and then, you know, informing, you know, the younger part of themselves, if there is any concern about doing that kind of work with someone who's bipolar or who's medicated.
Well, you know, first of all, let me say this again. You need to work within, the laws of where you are. Secondly, you need to work within the limits of your training. Someone who has not had proper training and certification in how to do age regression and these other types properly shouldn't be using them with anybody under any circumstances. So, because it's... You know, age regression is a little bit complicated. I mean, it's a skill set that you need to be taught, and you need to have resources that you can look at and examples that you can view and stuff like that. Some people say that, for example, we have two main ways that we do age regression. One is affect bridge, and the other is time tunneling technique. And both of them require that the client in the hypnotized state, somnambulism, be able to experience the emotion in that moment that drives them to smoke or drink or whatever it is. And then what we do is we create a tunnel out of that emotion, or we create a bridge with that emotion. Then what the deal is some people have told me that when the person is medicated strongly enough, then they might not be able to feel that feeling. And to me, in my experience, and I've done thousands and thousands of sessions, supervised people who've done thousands and thousands more, been part of the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals, and their continuous combination communications with their group, who've hypnotized thousands and thousands more, we find that this just isn't a problem if you're working with ordinary issues, even if there's some slightly extraordinary circumstances. I have never had a problem bringing up an emotion in someone so that I could do affect bridge or time tunneling work simply because they were on an antidepressant or anti-anxiety. When they are in somnambulism, they can hallucinate the feeling. Even if, you know, in the normal state, they're so medicated, they can't feel depressed or they can't feel anxious. In somnambulism, if they're compliant and they're willing, I suggest that that feeling that is causing them to just absolutely want to smoke or absolutely want to drink or absolutely want to, you know, eat too much, whatever it is, starts to come up as I count from 1 to 5, for example, then it happens. That's why it's important to really know how to get clients into these deep levels of hypnosis. If you're only at level 1, 2, 3, you know, hypnoidal, light, and medium hypnosis, you could have these kinds of problems. But in my experience, if you have, and I'm talking Harry Aaron scale, slightly modified, threshold of somnambulism, full somnambulism, or profound somnambulism, these somnambulistic stages, you're just not going to have a problem bringing up those emotions. So there.
Great. I really appreciate you sharing that with me. That gave me a few things to think about in my practice as well, which is exactly why I love to be able to come and talk to you about these things, Cal, because there's occasionally how I do it and how other people do it and the right way to do it. And so this gives me some food for thought, and I'm sure it will give Karen and everybody else some food for thought too as well. So thank you so much, Cal, for letting us cover this topic. And I know it's probably time to start signing off for today. So I will remind everybody, please do leave a message down below if you have questions or comments on this topic or questions for future episodes. I can be reached at Brenda at OC Hypnotherapy. I can also be reached on our HypnoSpace. I mentioned earlier, I'm studying for my board certification exam that I will be taking this summer at the NGH convention. So I do have a board certification accountability group over there. I'd love to have people come and join us. There's still a few more months to study and prepare. I kind of do lead discussions every once a month. I'll, you know, kind of do one big topic and then we'll keep talking throughout the month. I'd love to have people join me over there so that we can meet and talk, do great things together to prepare for the exam, to go in there and just be, continue to be the best of the best. So please join me over there as well. And otherwise, I will see you all my next time here on the podcast. Have a great week.
Thank you so much, Brenda. Hoo-wee. Hey, I want to talk about something before I wrap it up. You want to become among the best in the best. You want to train with myself and Brenda. Let me tell you what. We got the National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. That means it includes not just the basics, not just the intermediate stuff, but 5-Path, the entire 5-Path system, and 7-Path self-hypnosis. The next class is July 6th through the 16th, with a weekend off in the middle to go explore Southern California, go to Disneyland, go to the beach, whatever you want to do. And it's almost always sunny here in California. And then after that, we got the Week of Power Advanced Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification course. It's exactly the same as a 10-day course, except we spend a whole lot less time on the basics. Just make sure everybody's on the same page with the basics. Then we go right into 5-Path and 7-Path. Oh, by the way, I want to tell you something about the 10-day course that starts July 6th. That class is going to fill up. And so if you can act soon just to get a seat, and then also, I mean, here it is months away and we're already like three quarters full. If you register now, you can get early registration, you guarantee your seat. And then the Week of Power, that's May 3rd through the 9th, also here in Tustin, California. And another thing I wanna talk about is the big surprise. I just announced it a couple podcasts ago, Learn NLP. Here at the Banya Hypnosis Center, I have my very good friend, one of the premier NLP trainers in the world, Will Horton's coming to our center. I think I'm going to sit in on the class too. Let's learn NLP together. And I think it's going to be great. It's going to be fun doing that. That's going to be June 8th to the 20th. Again, there's going to be an early registration discount. I'm going to leave a link right below so that you can get all the information and enroll. And finally, let's go to the NGH convention together, August 6th, 7th, and 8th. Brenda's going to be there. Celeste is going to be there. You know, everybody who's anybody is going to be there. All the five pathers are going to be there. I'm looking forward to seeing people like Don Motton, who's going to be there. Dr. Dwight Damon. It just goes on and on and on. And it's going to be their 65th anniversary. I just talked to Dr. Dwight Damon, the president of the National Guild of Hypnotists, today. He says registrations are up. They're ahead of schedule. And so you don't want to miss this. There's not going to be another grand hypnosis experience like this for at least another 5 years. So let's do this great thing together. All right, Cal Banyan, see you on Our Hypnospace. See you on Facebook, Facebook/hypnosis, etc. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.